An Australian law firm is preparing a class action against tech giant Apple for deliberately slowing down older model phones. The firm Shine Lawyers is reporting a number of complaints from iPhone users who have experienced diminished speeds. And it comes as Apple makes a formal apology, saying it'll reduce the prices of phone batteries from January. Sarah White reports.
Slow iPhone speeds and a dodgy battery plague Simone Pop's life every day.
I mean, you rely on your iPhone so much, and when it becomes slow, it's so frustrating. I could be have my phone fully charged in the morning and then I run out of battery a couple of hours later. When it was at its worst, because I use the phone and everyone uses their phone so much, it becomes such a frustration and annoyance throughout your day. It's very annoying.
Simone Pop is not alone in her iPhone frustration. Earlier this month, users in the United States discovered Apple had issued updates that caused their iPhones to slow down. But Apple claimed it was to prolong the life of the device. Class actions are now being filed against Apple in the US, and an Australian law firm is exploring its own action here. Jan Sadler is Shine Lawyers' class action expert.
So this would be a class action that looks at whether or not Apple have breached consumer rights here in Australia, and in particular those provisions of the consumer and competition legislation that's designed to ensure that products are as they are represented to Australian consumers.
The law firm is calling for affected iPhone users to come forward.
I think that most people have a pretty good idea that if their phone is slowing down and it hasn't been functioning in the way that it previously had and it hadn't been operating as they would expect it to, that those people might be eligible to participate in any class action.
3 in 4 Australians own a smartphone, and not surprisingly, 80% of those phones are Apple iPhones. Jan Sadler says this is why the class action is so important.
We hope to achieve an outcome that results in loyal Australian consumers of Apple iPhones getting the sort of compensation that they ought to be entitled to for this misrepresentation and the products not performing in the way that was represented to them when they acquired them.
And Simone Pop might be one of their first clients.
Yeah, I definitely would join a class action against Apple. It's caused me so much frustration over the years, so I would definitely want to join.
Apple apologised yesterday in a statement and says they'll reduce the price of battery replacements early next month.
We've been hearing feedback from our customers about the way we handle performance for iPhones with older batteries and how we have communicated that process. We know that some of you feel that Apple has let you down. We apologise.
But TechRadar's Basil Comfrey has told Al Jazeera the apology only goes so far.
It's a goodwill gesture, and the damage isn't really done because they've done this. It's that they weren't transparent about it in the process. But the fact that they didn't say they did is why customers feel shortchanged.
Basil Comfrey from TechRadar, ending Sarah White's report.